Speaking to supporters in Gaza, top Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh said the Palestinians will fight until the land is freed.
We carry on with the uprising and keep building our strength in a way that will surprise the world. We don't do this to defend Gaza. We do it to liberate Jerusalem and the whole of Palestine.
On New Year's Day, Palestinians allegedly fired several rockets into southern Israel, and the country's military responded with airstrikes. Israel said it arrested six Hamas members on suspicion that they planned to kidnap and murder an Israeli citizen. Its security forces killed three Palestinians near Israeli settlements south of Bethlehem on Thursday, the day Orthodox Christians were celebrating Christmas in the city believed to be the birthplace of Jesus. Another Palestinian was killed near the city of Hebron when he tried to stab an Israeli soldier. The frequent stabbing attacks have prompted Israel to try to produce special protective vests.
I say it clearly. The uprising will continue until the land is returned to us. We will keep pumping our blood and our souls into the Intifada.
In addition to fighting Palestinians, the State of Israel has to deal with ultra-Orthodox Jews. On Sunday, a 21-year-old Israeli youth was indicted in the July 2015 attack on a house in Duma in the West Bank that killed a Palestinian couple and their baby. The alleged attacker was a member of the group called the Hilltop Youth, a new generation of ultra-religious settlers.
If we wouldn't be here, the Arabs would be here. And whatever the Arabs get now, it would be very hard to take back. And it's not a war. It's a very silent war.
Israeli security forces say the group is small and has no support from the government or the broad public.
They live in unlawful settlements anywhere that they want. And if we're talking about relationship with the Palestinians, it is violent and sometimes murderous.
Similarly, the Palestinian authorities say they have difficulty restraining their young people who see no hope for the future except in fighting. Larissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.